So we are headed to a place together, something that in Unity we call a state of consciousness. And part of the music is that reminder of how fun it is to be on the journey itself. You know, what a kick. We as spiritual beings can create a deep and powerful state of consciousness together. And this state of consciousness is something that has been sought by people for so long. And some have touched it, some have reached it, and some have just talked about it. But we're going to get there. It's that place that has been described as being in the world, but not of it. Okay, it's that place where we can walk through the experiences of this world, touch them, know their richness, and yet they do not control who we are. They do not limit the expression of who you came here to be. That beautiful path of freedom is accessible through our hearts, and we're on that journey, that heart path to freedom. Now, to do that, we've taken a look at several steps that, and as in really going into this depth of the soul and going into this depth of spiritual connection and power, it takes a journey. It takes some real focus and some very specific energy within the heart that we need to touch and bring forth. And the way that I, well, one of the ways I learned this journey was when I got to see it in a technique that the Institute of Heart Math calls cut through. Now, what we are doing in the steps that we are going through is really my understanding of those steps as a spiritual being. Now, when HeartMath puts out their information, they put it out in a secular way. But I understand, and here as we have worked with the understandings of the heart, that it is that direct connection into the spiritual self, into the spiritual power that flows in and through us. So when we use those skills of the heart, we are journeying deep into the spiritual potential and maturity that is there within us. So in next Sunday, I will be sharing with you the heart math version of these steps. And it's something that I do very seldom. This is a very powerful, in-depth technique. It is not simple and it's not quick, but it is amazing. And so I'll be sharing that. But what we've been going through now has been one by one, looking at each of these steps, because each is a very powerful spiritual tool in its own right. So we began with that embracing of our feelings. Okay, and we know what that means. Those are those difficult feelings, the painful ones, the ones that we want to suppress or avoid. But the understanding that these exist within us as that signpost that says there's a place in me that doesn't know wholeness. Come to me, heal me. And as we embrace those feelings, we begin to travel that journey of healing. And then that second step is to activate the amazing power of spirit through your heart by breathing love. Breathing love. Now, we looked at many different ways to get in and activate those feelings of love, because it's a feeling love, not the thoughts about love that hold the power. It's the feeling of love. So breathing that feeling as we fill ourselves with this amazing presence and power of spirit that flows through that feeling of love. The third step, which we touched last Sunday, was spiritual understanding, where we call forth that divine objectivity that gives us that greater view, that greater intelligence that lets us see this which we are experiencing as a part of the spiritual journey, that amazing wisdom that's within each one of us that we can call forth once we have made this powerful and meaningful connection within our hearts. So the fourth step is different. Today we're going to work in a different way. We're going to step into the experience of heart neutral. Heart neutral. Now, neutral's kind of a challenging place to get to. Okay, so if I said to everybody, well, let's pass out chocolate. We'll all have chocolate. Okay, now I don't know about you, but in my house, chocolate is not a neutral thing. Okay, we like it. That's a positive experience. Sometimes we have to hide it from ourselves. Okay, but when you start passing out chocolate, we are in a very positive feeling state. Okay, now I know there's also people in the room that look at it differently. Oh, it's that sugar, and sugar's not good for you, or it's not really chocolate I want something else, or I want chocolate as long as it's the dark, or not the dark. Okay, on what comes up? Feelings. Now all those feelings are just fine. They're wonderful. But if I said we were going to pass out chocolate and then we don't do it, okay, what if we set up an expectation and then our feelings go? So what's happening? We're getting controlled by our feelings. There's a different place. Heart neutral. Let those feelings be there. Hold those feelings in your heart, in neutral. They can be there. They're just fine. But we do not need to give them the power to control the quality of our experience. Just hold them in neutral. Just hold them in your heart, in neutral. The sad ones, the happy ones. Now, what happens is when we do that, when we hold those feelings in the heart in neutral, we release the power of spirit to work on what really is going on. I ran into a wonderful story, an experience of a woman, Buddhist woman, name was Joanna, and Joanna had gone to India, and she connected with some wonderful Buddhist monks there, marvelous people of consciousness and teachers. So she's there, and she's involved with a product in a project with these wonderful people. So they were having meetings. So they got together, and they were meeting in this place, and they were having tea as they sat down together. So Joanna's there, and a fly falls in her tea. Now, John explained that she'd been in India quite a bit, so she'd kind of gotten over the Western need for cleanliness. Because if you have that need, it's kind of an uncomfortable experience, okay? And part of getting over that is getting over the problem with insects everywhere and everything, okay? So she had done this. So when the fly fell in her tea, you know, it surprised her, but, you know, it wasn't upsetting to her. But the one teacher that was there looked at her and said, "What is it?" And she said, "Oh, it's just a fly fell in my tea, but it's okay. You know, it's not a problem for me." Well, the teacher kind of looked at her and got up and came around and looked at her tea. And she says, "Really, it's just fine." But he reached his finger into her tea and lifted the fly out. And then turned and went out. And she thought, well, that was thoughtful, but not really necessary. And so she went back and was talking with some of the other monks that were there. And the teacher comes back in and comes up to her and says, very quietly, "He's going to be all right." The teacher explained how he had taken the fly out and set it on a leaf there on a tree and watched as the sun had begun to dry its wings and it moved its wings around, and it was fine. It was going to be able to fly away in a moment. And he was just radiant with joy that this fly was going to be all right. And Joanna shares, she says, "The pleasure in his face revealed how much I was missing by not extending my self-concern to all beings, even to flies. Yet, the very notion that it was possible gave me boundless delight." It's not about what we think it's about, is it? No, we're all up in our stuff and what it is, and something else is taking place. And when we go to that neutral, it just is. It's just a fly in your tea. It's okay. And we hold it in neutral. Then those teachers within us, that power, that intelligence can move in and through us and touch those places in need of healing, in need of new life at many of those levels of ourselves that we have no idea exist. A different thing. Heart neutral. Now, Jesus touches neutral a number of times, but the truth is Lao Tzu does it much better. So from the Tao Te Ching, the Tao doesn't take sides. It gives birth to both good and evil. The Master doesn't take sides. She welcomes both saints and sinners. The Tao is like a bellows. It is empty, yet infinitely capable. Isn't that an interesting perception? That emptiness, and the heart is empty. It is so receptive. You can bring anything in there. There is room for whatever that turmoil is, whatever is going wrong. There's room to take and hold it in your heart if you will hold it in neutral. Because in there is infinite capability. The capability to touch and heal at depth. The Tao goes on, the Tao Te Ching. "We join spokes together in a wheel, but it is the center hole that makes the wagon move. We shape clay into a pot, but it is the emptiness inside that holds whatever we want. We work with being, but non-being is what we use." Okay, work with being, but non-being is what we use. Look at the steps that we've been looking at so far. Embracing our feelings. So that's us. That's our intention. That's our capability and skill to embrace those feelings. To breathe love, that capacity that we have to choose our feelings, to choose this beautiful, sacred feeling that is the flow of divine power through us, to breathe love. This asking of this intelligence and calling forth this intelligence for spiritual understanding. All our being, our capacity, our skill. And then we get to neutral. We hold it in neutral. And non-being, that part that we don't direct, that we don't see, that we don't understand, that's the part that is deeper is what we use. This is what flows in and through us. So, back to the chocolate. Okay, now if we say, okay, let's pass out some chocolate and everybody have some chocolate, we go, you know, and those feelings come up. How do you get to neutral? Okay, so the difficulty is there's two kinds of neutral. There's head neutral and there's heart neutral. Now, we've all done head neutral pretty effectively. Okay, well, where do you want to go eat? I don't care. Neutral? Well, what happens is when we don't know, when the mind is trying to choose, what it does is it suppresses or expresses our feelings. Okay, so our head neutral is where we suppress our feelings. We really don't care. We really don't care about going to lunch and eating, you know, and all this. We've suppressed our feelings, so we don't care. That's not what we're looking at. The teenagers have a marvelous expression for that. Whatever. I don't care. You can't get me to feel or be involved in this. Whatever. That's head neutral. But heart neutral is different. Because our heart embraces our feelings. It cares. It cares that we're going to go out and have lunch together. And it is unattached. Okay, big difference. It cares, but it is unattached. Yes, I'd love to go here. I'd love to go there. Wherever we go, I'm embracing the experience. That's the neutral of your heart. The heart does not suppress the feelings. It embraces it. So when we go to that heart neutral, this feeling world that we have embraced, that we have brought the power of love to, is alive and whole in us as we hold it in the hearts. I hold my feelings in my heart in neutral. I hold my feelings in my heart in neutral. Join me. I hold my feelings in my heart in neutral. They're there. I can feel them. I care about those feelings. And they're okay. I don't need to give them power or not give them power. They aren't good. They aren't bad. I don't need to change them or to leave them as they are. It's neutral. But they're there. They're in me. They are a part of my experience. But they are not who I am. Now, we did India. Okay. So let's do Walnut Creek. Okay. Journey into neutral. We were having a staff meeting a couple weeks ago, just before Valentine's Day. And Patricia is our ministerial assistant. She is the one that brings divine order to this place. So we were sitting there and we were talking, and she shared with us an experience she just had. Her husband, Walt, was driving her to work that day. And they had just gone through the light there at North Main, and it came up to the light that's there by the new stores, and the yellow light was on, and Walt didn't want to have to wait for the whole light cycle, so he hit the gas and jumped through the light and did not make it in time. And behind him, the car immediately behind him was police, okay? So this Walnut Creek policeman pulls him over. The cop comes up to his car and, gets his, okay, what's your, registration and driver's license, and takes all that. And then says to Walt, "Do you know how much this fine is?" Now, actually, Walt did know, because someone had just told him to be careful. They were really enforcing this. But he hated to admit it, so hoping maybe they'd go for something a little less. So he said, $300? And the cop said, no, it's $500. And then the cop looked and said, who's the lovely lady next to you? And Walt said, this is my wife, Patricia. So Patricia reaches over and introduces herself to the policeman. And then the cop looks at Walt and says, what are you going to do for her for Valentine's Day? And so Walt says, well, I was going to take her out to dinner. Says, where? You're going to take her out to a nice restaurant? Now, Walt says, to be honest, what came to his mind was hubcaps. But Walt's a little intuitive, too, so he figured that was not the right answer. So he said, I'll take you to El Fornayo. And so the cop responded and said, well, that's a nice restaurant. When you're there, be sure and get her a wonderful wine. An excellent dinner, a wonderful wine. None of that house wine stuff. I don't know whether it was kind of tuned into Walt there or not, but, none of that, something really not wonderful dinner and great wine. Are you going to do something else? Walt's got to think, she had mentioned some jewelry. And so the cop says, well, that would be a very good idea. He says, so what I want you to do is take your wife to a wonderful dinner, get her great wine, get her some lovely jewelry, and view it as already paid for, because I'm not going to give you the ticket. Now, I don't mean to suggest for a moment that Walt hit neutral at any point in there. He knew what that fine was. It was not something he was neutral about. Either at having to pay it or not, or being free. But I would suggest that the cop did. He walks up to that car to give a ticket or not give a ticket. Neutral. And then what happens when you're neutral? When you're in that heart neutral, the cares. And I'd suggest there is a beautiful evidence of caring there. Is that Spirit works in us and through us. And Spirit chose to create through that wonderful person something that was affirming of these lovely people. Something that was an expression of abundance and care. Something that was greater than punishment. Encouragement and affirmation of who they were. What a beautiful creation. So if the Catholic Church ever asks Unity for nominations for sainthood, I have a Walnut Creek cup that I'm going to send their way. Okay? That's a demonstration of the state of consciousness I am in awe of. And neutral. Now, not suppressing it, not putting it down, but holding it in that beautiful embrace of non-attachment, of care, of neutral. Okay. So this is the test now. Ready? Okay. So we know the word. I hold my feeling in my heart neutral. Join me. I hold my feeling in my heart in neutral. And again, getting ready for a test. I hold my feelings in my heart in neutral. So will the ushers pass out the chocolate? Okay, so let's get the, get it going. Pass it. Okay, pass. Now, as this is coming, okay, I want you to check something. What do I feel? You know, again, our feelings are wonderful. Now, in my house, you know, it would be very positive. But then I know there are some of you that are into the non-sugar, not good, that, you know, the other stuff. And so that's just a fine feeling, too. But I want you to check. There's three different kinds of chocolate there. So what you do is Spirit always sets it up so you look at the person next to you and they have the kind you wanted. Okay? Check the feelings. Just neutral, okay? Now there's a part of this that really becomes quite important. Okay? So hold it. No eating it yet. Just wait. There's some folks that say, what do you mean I have to wait? That's not okay. Hold it. Yes. Okay. Now, if you look at the experiences that we shared, Joanna's experience in India, from that place of neutral, as that experience unfolded, it took her someplace. It took her into a moment when her heart was full. When she got to just enjoy the goodness of the beautiful wisdom of this person that joined her and helped her fly. If you look at the experience, now I have no doubt in my mind that that cop to have walked away from that car with a full heart. Yeah. You can see that, you know that, and I guarantee you Walt and Patricia did. Okay. So the secret is in neutral, and then when you taste it, appreciation, let it overflow. Bless you.